welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington. Tennessee begins 2022 on a good note with one of the fastest population growths in the nation.
A major Midwest grocery chain is making their way into the Southeast.
Plus, new laws take effect now that 2022 is here, including provisions for college athletes to finally make some money.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
You are. Winter is going to ruin your computer there.
I didn't realize the snowball was as melted as it was. The snowball literally just went all over.
Oh my gosh! Okay, let's show the camera the snowball that we have here.
This little thing,
fresh snow from last night
from my car.
Last night's snow and surprisingly
going in my cup.
That's better than all over your computer. Yeah.
Just look at this.
There
we are. It's all wet. You can't really see it.
But
all right.
You're going to be cleaning that off for a bit. I'll take over here for just a second while Stuart cleans that off. We've got an exciting episode. Obviously, the snow is pretty cool. We'll show a nice photo of that from last night. And we have some sports updates with the Titans, including maybe one of the Titans' best players making a return after a major injury, plus new laws that have taken effect now that 2022 is here.
And some of these laws are pretty cool.
Some of them actually can benefit some people, including college athletes. So we've got a lot on the program today. First, let's start off with some really cool, or actually a good photo from last night. This is down on Broadway. Some of the snow. What an incredible photo! There was a flurry. I saw some of the flurries last night, and it was coming down. I mean,
it was coming down.
Small flakes,
fast,
but it was still coming down.
So I took my trash out last night around like 7 p.m. There was no snow on the ground. It was literally just rain.
Yeah,
and then I went to bed around like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I woke up at 11, and I was like, why is it so bright in my house? And I looked outside and there's like an inch of snow on the ground. I'm like, Oh wow, that happened really fast.
I know, it's pretty incredible. I had to drive back from Kentucky yesterday, and this photo's from Nashville Beat Media. So thanks to Nashville Beat Media for capturing this. Stuart's drinking his snowball water over here.
It doesn't change anything. It just literally tastes like water.
Got some nice iced water. But I had to drive back yesterday in kind of snowstorm weather in between Kentucky and here. It's not fun. Not the roads were, you know, not iced yet, but it was coming down.
I had that experience over Christmas break. We were driving back from.
Did you get snow in New York?
Just a little bit, not too much.
So you're saying that we might have gotten the same amount of snow here in Tennessee than you did in New York.
Close.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's close. We had about 3 more inches than what Nashville had. But we were driving back and we were going up these huge mountains and it was coming down. It was like 3 inches in probably an hour.
Yeah.
And so it was coming down. The roads were kind of bad. I saw one car in the ditch, but I love driving in the snow for some reason. Like, I just have such intense focus and I'm like, I wish I had that focus every single day of my life.
You have to. When driving in that kind of weather. Also, hence the snow, we brought out our, you might call them a toboggan.
I call them a beanie.
A beanie. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're among the normal population there.
Yeah.
So the first time
I heard a toboggan, I was like, are you talking about the sled? Because we have a toboggan at my house.
Yeah, I don't know who calls it the toboggan. I'm not entirely sure.
Texas,
maybe
people?
The Midwest. We're going to be talking about a Midwest chain that's actually coming in Tennessee here soon. But Tennessee, a good report came out. You can find it in the Nashville Business Journal or in our show notes at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Tennessee saw great population growth between 2020 and 2021. At least we were not one of the states that lost hundreds of thousands of residents during that period. So the state of Tennessee added, according to the Nashville Business Journal, more than 55,000 residents from the period of July 1st of 2020 to July 1st of 2021. This is according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That's the eighth largest figure in the country. And right now, Tennessee stands at the 16th largest state in the United States. I think that that did not change from the census. I believe we were still at number 16 then. An estimated 6.98 million residents were very close to that 7 million range. I believe if Shelby County would have stepped it up a little bit and grown along with us, we might have made it to that 7 million.
back in August, we did the U.S. Census data. So we have an entire video series on the census data that came out over on our YouTube channel, explore.nash. But then also the Nashville Business Journal says Tennessee's growth rate of 0.8% ranked 13th in the country.
Idaho had the fastest growth rate, which was funny. I saw a New Year's Eve video. They drop a giant potato in front of their capital.
Don't they light it on fire? Inside of the potato on fire?
Yeah. It's like a giant happy birthday candle inside of a
potato
cake.
That's awesome.
But Texas and Florida added the most residents between 2020 and 2021. New York and California saw the largest decline, losing hundreds of thousands of residents apiece. All right, now making our way into the Midwest. This is actually, I've talked about, Stuart, you may be familiar with this grocery chain called Hy-Vee. I've talked about it before because in my journeys to Kansas, Hy-Vee was actually the place where I would actually get the most work done. You know why?
Because of their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's because of their Wi-Fi.
Because of their Wi-Fi.
They actually, at Hy-Vee, they had some incredible Wi-Fi in their cafes, and it would be better than the Starbucks in the city. It would
Do
be
they
better
brew their
than,
own coffee and stuff, too?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They have so Hy-Vee is kind of like the Publix of the Midwest.
Okay.
I actually like it a little bit more than Publix. They have they have an incredible kind of a buffet style, like Chinese, Italian, all of that stuff in their grocery store, and it's pretty good.
It's probably comparable to Wegmans, but Wegmans is the superior grocery store.
I was about to say I've never been. I would love to go. But Hy-Vee has made a good impression on me in the past because of that. Now I was actually in Kansas not too long ago, and I tried to upload something and do some work at Hy-Vee. Dude, they limited their Wi-Fi.
It
was not at that standard that I was used to before. Pointless. I'll never go there for Wi-Fi again.
It's not that often you go to a grocery store for Wi-Fi.
No, it's not, but I found the Golden Goose in Kansas.
I think
and
we need
no,
to sign
no
you up
more.
For Starlink. The
Tesla's Wi-Fi. Tesla, yeah, I know. Wi-Fi. So they are actually bringing some of their stores into Tennessee. According to the Tennessean, it started a regional grocery brand actually coming out of Iowa. But the Des Moines-based supermarket chain intends to expand into four new states and build its third distribution center in Nashville itself, not just Middle Tennessee, but Nashville itself, opening more than 20 stores in the next 4 years.
Wow.
The CEO, Randy Ediker, announcing plans to build a Tennessee distribution facility, which will initially serve seven new stores in Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, Indiana in 2023. And this is pretty cool. I believe there will be two stores in Nashville.
Yep. One in Knoxville, one in Memphis, another one in Huntsville, Louisville, and Indianapolis. Oh my gosh, I can't say anything today.
Indianapolis. So that's pretty cool. The new distribution facility in Nashville will be the company's first outside of Iowa, which is pretty interesting, kind of servicing all the Southeast, I guess. They had planned to open a third distribution center in Austin. Austin, Minnesota, not Austin, Texas. But that project is on hold as it focused to build building more fulfillment centers. So that's pretty cool to see Hy-Vee coming into this area.
You think they're going to actually have their distribution center in Nashville, or you think it's going to be in Wilson County? I think it's going to be in Wilson County.
It would be very, very hard to believe that it would make sense in Nashville. I think somewhere in Davidson County in the surrounding counties would make a lot more sense, but you never know.
But talking about food, I've eaten locally somewhere. somewhere really nice. I had the opportunity to have some Hattie B's hot chicken.
Oh, fantastic.
It was a good New Year's Eve meal. The line was ridiculously long, and we waited.
Which location did you go to?
The 8th Avenue one.
Okay.
Initially, I recommended that we go to Bishop's. This is the insider tip. If you're listening to this podcast, if you want Hattie B's hot chicken, you need to head to Bishop's in Franklin and Cool Springs. You can get the same exact hot chicken, but you don't have any lines, which is amazing. I was recommending that, but no one was hungry because we ate at a donut place I'll talk about later this week. Previously, before we went to Hattie B's, but we waited. I think it was a good 45-minute wait for us to get in, and the line wasn't that long. It just, the service was very slow on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think that's probably going to be a common thread a lot of people have seen in the last few months anyway.
Yeah.
Because of staffing issues and everything.
Yeah. And so I had the 3-piece mild meal with fries and mac and cheese, and their chicken is just so good. It's so tasteful. It's delightful. And the mild is just a nice kick in your mouth, but it's not overwhelming.
Nice kick in your mouth. Well, that's what the Tennessee Titans gave to Miami.
Oh, that's a good transition.
The other day, when I say the other day, I mean yesterday, because according to the Tennessee Titans, they topped out of the AFC South seed and surprisingly became the number one seed because the Chiefs were kind of really going to secure this number one slot for the AFC title. But they lost to Cincinnati yesterday, I believe. So the Titans reclaimed the right to AFC's number one seed, and Kansas City falling just below that, and the Titans obviously clinching the AFC South title, and because the Colts lost to the Raiders. But the Titans yesterday beat the Dolphins.
They kick them in the mouth.
They sent them back in the ocean.
Yeah.
34-3 over the Miami Dolphins. This was a home game. The Titans are now 11-5. They have Tennessee. This is a pretty interesting stat that Tennessee has provided. Tennessee has won consecutive division titles for the first time since it won three straight as the Houston Oilers, which was Tennessee way back in the day, the Titans back in the day as the Houston Oilers from 1960 to 62 was the last time they've won consecutive division titles, which is pretty interesting. They had back-to-back wins with Sunday's victory, and so this is pretty interesting to see. We'll give you updates on all of their playoff stuff later as it gets to it. But yeah, more interesting news.
Their main, is he the running back?
He is.
Okay, I don't know anything about Titans football. So Derrick Henry may be returning to the Tennessee Titans this next week, which I think the next game is Sunday, I believe, correct?
I am trying to.
It could return as soon as next week's regular season finale at Houston. So this Sunday.
Okay, there we go.
Against Houston, against the Texans.
Yeah, which is pretty exciting because with Derrick Henry's injury, I think a lot of people thought that would be it for the season. But as the Titans have done so well, it's allowed enough time for Derrick Henry to come in. Titans have really held out there.
He hasn't played since October 31st.
Yep. It's been a long time. So good to see that Derrick Henry could possibly be back. That would only hopefully add to the Titans really, really kind of coming back, and should be an exciting postseason for them if that happens. All right, now let's head over to 2022 as we talk about some new laws that are going to be taking effect in 2022. Actually, let's rewind that. 2022 has some new laws, but was it the Tennessee? No, it was national.gov and the Tennessean. They actually put out Tennessee, and more specifically, put out some stats. Before we talk about new laws for 2022, Tennessee had put out something fairly alarming for one of the laws most broken and in the most increase. In a law being broken in 2021.
Yeah, this is crazy to look at this. So this was reported as of December 18th, and the article from the Tennessean, this is the title, A Crime of Opportunity, More Guns Than Ever Stolen from Vehicles in Nashville in 2021. How many guns were stolen from vehicles in 2021, you ask? 1,259 guns
were stolen
from vehicles across Davidson County. That's up from 290 guns in 2020. So almost a 300 gun difference in a year. The biggest question I have is, first off, why are you leaving your doors unlocked? Secondly, why are you leaving your firearm in your car? I just do not understand any of those questions.
Wow. So 1,259 guns 2021. Not 290 in 2020, that they were up 290.
Yeah, so it was 969 in 2020.
In 2020. I mean, that is easily one of the biggest crimes of it, of opportunity. Doors left unlocked, guns left in your vehicle. It is a major thing in Nashville. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, I think just under a month ago, we talked about the Nashville Police Department, you know, basically making a new separate unit for these violent crimes, car break-ins, things that are very, very, very concerning to a lot of Nashville citizens. And so this all kind of this is kind of a crime that really encompasses all of the activity that would be followed by that new unit. It's almost like a rite of passage to have your car broken into in Nashville, because the people who are doing this, they're hitting every neighborhood in Nashville. So if you have not really heard about this, you know, this being a major crime problem in Nashville, just make sure you lock your doors. You just haven't been here a while, so make sure you lock your doors and your car is well protected. You remove your valuables. And definitely remove your guns.
Well, they even said in this article that most of the time they just go up to car doors and try opening them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now they're even going into neighborhoods and they're smashing windows and grabbing valuables. So if you're leaving any type of valuables in your car, make sure to either hide them in a good location in your car, make like a secret compartment, or bring them into your house.
Yep. All right. So now let's talk about 2022. News Channel 5. Had an article come out at the very beginning of the year. Actually, they posted this at the end of 2021 about some of the new laws. They actually made it pretty funny. They did 22 new laws taking effect in 2022. We're not going to talk about all 2022, but some of them are actually fairly interesting. You know, 2022 and July 1st are typically when new laws take into effect in Tennessee and Nashville. Stuart, start us off with one that stands out to you, because we're not going to get to all 22 of those today.
Yeah, there's a I just read some of these. I'm like, this is not relevant for our audience at all. This one I think stands out to me the most. This is Senate Bill 1315, as enacted, enacts the Tennessee Election Integrity Act, which requires that absentee ballots other than ballots authorized by the state or federal government to be delivered electronically to qualified voters who are entitled to vote by absentee ballot include a watermark approved by the coordinator of elections, requires a counting board official to verify that the absentee ballots contain the watermark and reject any ballot that does not bear the watermark.
Yeah, and the watermark is the most significant portion of that, at least I've heard from some people on the talking point. So the absentee ballots will have a watermark in them and a little bit more discretion on who they are delivered to. Now, one of the ones that stood out to me, the Tennessean actually did an entire article about this. And this is for college athlete compensation. According to the Tennessean, college athletes in Tennessee will be allowed to benefit from their names, likeness, and image starting in 2022, echoing a national push for compensation. Obviously, anybody who's in the knows about the sports world knows this should have happened
years and years ago.
You know, almost as soon as college sports began.
Yeah.
As of October 20th, 28 states had passed laws allowing college students to make money off of their brand, according to an analysis by the National Conference of State Legislatures. They had gone into effect in 25 states. Three other states, Kentucky, Ohio, and North Carolina, enacted the rules via executive orders. Changes in state laws came as the National Collegiate Athlete Association mulled rule changes to allow college athlete compensation. The organization adopted temporary rules in June, authorizing college players to get paid from their names in likeness. Tennessee's law will ensure only college athletes themselves, instead of colleges or booster clubs, make money from advertising, sales of merchandise, and other activities with monetary benefits. they cannot participate in events that promote gambling, tobacco, alcohol, and adult entertainment. That'll be interesting to see if the things that for gambling and alcohol, I know tobacco advertising specifically
is
been pretty much a thing in the past for a long time.
Yeah.
But as far as gambling and alcohol, that'll be interesting to see how that mixes with college athletes making money. I wonder if it's how far that extends to, because obviously online sports gambling in Tennessee is a very, very big thing now that it's been close to a year now of online gambling and alcohol advertising. It's obviously pretty predominant with college sports. So it'll be interesting to see how widespread that applies to the college athlete not being able to make money. So very interesting to see.
This one's kind of interesting too. This was actually kind of controversial back in like July or May. And this was the county lines between Davison County and Wilson County.
I remember this.
There was a music producer who had a Wilson County address, but was being taxed for living in Davison County. And he brought this to the state, and I guess they're changing this law because of this guy.
Piece of chalk and just draw around his property.
Say, I am in Wilson County. This is Senate Bill 0364 as enacted, alters the boundary between Davison and Wilson counties in such manner as to detach certain parcels of real property currently located in Davison County and attach such parcels to Wilson County. I guess that became a state law over this entire controversy. Because you remember the 34% tax increase.
Yeah.
This is the reason this guy was fighting this. And it was,
I remember, like, you know, if he was the one person that lived in Wilson County, it was a matter of trash pickup. It was a matter of all this other stuff
and emergency services
and emergency services. Yep. So it was kind of a big deal with this one house being in Wilson County while the rest of his neighborhood was essentially in Davidson County. So it caused a lot of problems.
Yeah. It's crazy that this became a law, because I know exactly where it's talking about.
So this one's interesting, Stuart. We'll talk about this one for a second. So starting January 1st, the Tennessee public and charter schools must set up a 6-step procedure for teachers to remove students for disorderly behavior. So I guess no longer a teacher, if they're frustrated, just can't say, get out of my classroom.
Go to the principal's office.
Bill sponsor Senator Joey Hensley of Hohenwald,
Tennessee. I love that town.
Said the idea is to streamline the process. That doesn't seem streamlined. Like, get out of my classroom seems very easy.
Here's six steps to streamline the process. Yeah.
For teachers, streamline the process for teachers to discipline disobedient students, but several lawmakers expressed concerns that the bill could empower teachers to punish instead of help disorderly students. Under the law, teachers must take action to address the disruptive behavior, quote, provide consequences for the behavior, have a conversation, so parent the student, essentially is what they're trying to, seems like what trying to do here, have a conversation with the student's parent or guardian. So you have to talk to the student's parents before you can kick them out of the classroom? Or is that removing them from the classroom, like, hey, you're going to the in-school detention kind of thing, not just go see the principal? So it's very interesting. Yeah, have a conversation with the student's parent or guardian, offer an opportunity for school counseling, or seek other supportive avenues, implement a plan to address the behavior with the student, and refer the student to the principal go see the principal. So I don't know exactly what this is talking about. The bill would also allow reasonable or justifiable force to be used during the removal. Law enforcement could also be called if the student refuses to be removed from the classroom.
Interesting.
The law earned praise from teacher advocacy groups such as Professional Educators of Tennessee and Tennessee Education Association, who supported a standard process for disciplinary action. So it seems like there's two things that are going on there. One, there was no standard procedure for how to remove a kid from the classroom, which seemed like maybe that's what they needed. And so they needed these 6 steps in order to do it. I don't know exactly. I'm sure there's more of a backstory for why this is happening. But we're not in the know with the school stuff.
No, we are not. And then there's a lot of other laws. We have the Tennessean and News Channel 5 articles linked in our show notes if you want to learn more about some of these state laws that happened January 1st. And Aaron, I think we need to go play in the snow before it melts.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I think you should as well. If you have not gotten a chance to play in the snow, then do that. But read through those laws. Let us know if there's something that you are looking forward to. You can text us 615-392-1358. You can see the number on the screen there. Comment down below. Let us know what laws you are, I don't know, excited for, disagree with.
I'm excited about the college athletes.
Yeah, I think that's going to be huge. So we hope you guys have had a great start to your new year so far. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.